April 18, 1930, how all the first acts were done by God and Adam. Jealousy of the divine love. Guarantee and safety of the divine fiat for the creature. How, in the creation of man, all of us were present in an act. Vivifying and nourishing virtue of the divine will. My poor mind feels the irresistible need to cross the endless sea of the supreme fiat. More than by a powerful magnet, I feel drawn to make my sweet dwelling in my dear inheritance given to me by my dear Jesus, which is his adorable will. It seems to me that Jesus awaits me now in one act done by his divine fiat, now in another, to give me his admirable lessons. So, my mind was wandering and going around within its innumerable acts, and as I arrived at dear Eden, where everything was feast, my dear Jesus, making me pause, told me, "My daughter, if you knew with how much love the creation of man was formed." At merely remembering it, our love swells and forms new inundations, taking the attitude of feast in remembering our work, beautiful, perfect, as it placed in it such mastery of art that no one else can form one similar to it. And it was so beautiful as to reach the point of arousing in our love the jealousy that it beheld for us. After all, man had been made for us, he was our own, to be jealous of him was a right of our love. And this is so true, that our love reached such extent, that all the first acts done in Adam were done by his Creator. So, the first act of love was created and done by us in Adam. The first heartbeat, the first thought, the first word, in sum, for everything that he might do afterwards, there were our first acts done in him, and upon our first acts followed the acts of Adam. Therefore, if he loved, his love would spring from within our first act of love. If he thought, his thought would spring from within our thought. And so with all the rest. Had we not done the first acts in him, he would not have been able either to do anything, or to know how to do anything. But by the Supreme Being's doing the first acts, we placed in Adam as many little fountains for as many first acts as we did in him, in such a way that every time he wanted to repeat our first acts, he would have these little fountains at his disposal like as many different springs of love, of thoughts, of words, of works and of steps. So, everything was ours, inside and outside of man, therefore our jealousy was not only a right, but also justice, that everything was to be for us and completely our own. More so, since we were giving him our divine will, that it might preserve him beautiful, fresh, and would make him grow for us of a divine beauty. Our love was not content or satisfied with so much it had given him, it wanted to continue to give always. It did not want to say enough, it wanted to continue its work of love. And in order to have him with itself, to have the way of interacting with man, it gave him our very will, that it might render him capable of being able to always receive, and keep him always with us with one single will. With it, everything was guaranteed and safe for him and for us. So, he was to be our amusement, our joy and happiness, the object of our conversation. Therefore, at the memory of the creation of man, our love takes the attitude of feast. But in seeing him without the guarantee of our fiat, without safety and therefore vacillating, disfigured and as though far away from us, it takes the attitude of sorrow and feels all the weight of our infinite love as though closed within itself, because it cannot give itself to him for it does not find him in our divine will. But all this is not all. It was not only for Adam that our love so poured itself, but it reached the point of doing all the first acts from which all the human acts were to have life, and each creature that was to come to daylight was present in that act of the creation of man. And our fiat, united to our love, ran and ran. And embracing all and loving all with one single love, it placed the primacy of our acts in each creature that would come to existence, because for us there is no past or no future, but everything is present and an act. If it were not so, our fiat would find itself constrained and hampered, nor could it expand its flames so much as to enclose all within its light, in such a way as to do in all what it does in one creature alone. Therefore, Adam was not the only fortunate one of creation, but all other creatures were enriched with all goods and, in him, were the possessors of his same goods. More so, since in everything that God does in one single creature, all other creatures acquire the right of our acts, except for those who do not want to make use of them. Did the same not happen in the very redemption? As the Sovereign of Heaven had the good of conceiving me and of giving birth to me, all other creatures acquired the right of the goods of redemption. Not only this, but the right of being able to receive me, each of them in their hearts. And only one who, ungrateful, does not want me, remains without me. Now, my daughter, Adam, by disobeying our volitions, lost our kingdom, and all the goods of our fiat remained for him without the nourishing and vivifying life of our divine will. It can be said that he was like the destroyer of the goods of the kingdom of my divine will in his soul, because, in all goods, if the vivifying virtue and the continuous nourishment are missing, of their own, little by little, they lose life. Now, you must know that in order to call back to life again these goods in the creature, one who would call back my fiat again into her soul was needed, and who would deny nothing to it, letting it dominate freely, so that it might administer to her again its vivifying and nourishing virtue, to call back to light the destroyed goods. And this is why my divine will, by subduing you, and by your letting yourself be subdued, has resumed its vivifying virtue in your soul. And calling you into its dwelling, it nourishes you in order to call back in you all of its goods. And all your acts that you do in it, your rounds upon rounds within its acts, your asking continuously for its kingdom upon earth, are nothing other than nourishments that it gives you, and it constitutes the right for other creatures to be able to receive again the kingdom of my divine will with the life of all its goods. When I want to do a good to all creatures, I place the springing fount of it in one creature. From this fount I open many channels, and I give to everyone the right to take the goods that the fount possesses. Therefore, be attentive, and let your flight in my divine will be continuous. Fiat.